Squarespace is not only the best place to build your website, but to discover new domains too. Something like topfootballcamp.com for your top football camp, whisperingbloom.com for your silent retreat, or whisperingboom.com for your shouting retreat. Maybe velvetchords.com for your music studio, or existentialglitter.com for your artist studio. With a website from Squarespace, you can build your brand and your business all at squarespace.com. Get your domain before they're gone with offer code MAKEITREAL for 10% off your domain or website.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back. It's time now for the Chris Young Show here on your home of the Rangers, brought to you by Medical City Healthcare and by Lexus. Visit your local Dallas-Fort Worth Lexus dealership today. Pre-game's coming up at 6 as the Rangers are in St. Louis to take on the Cards. And Chris Young joins us now here on The Fan. Good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
Hey, guys, I'm well. How are you?
We're doing good, man. That was fun. What's top of mind here as far as building momentum off sweeping the Royals going into this series against the Cardinals?
Yeah, it was a good way to really salvage the homestand. To come out of the homestand with a winning record was big. Obviously, it started on a bad note with getting no hit and then losing 3 out of 4 to our division rival. But again, the team did exactly what I hoped they would, which was show a lot of resolve and fight. They didn't quit. They came out. They found ways to win. We played small ball. We ended up slugging some, and we pitched really, really well. And so I think as we go into this week, playing a very good St. Louis team, coming home and then having Cleveland, which is very good, we need to continue what we did against Kansas City. We need to continue the starting pitching, which was phenomenal against KC. Between Gore, Rocker, and Leiter, they allowed us to play from ahead, allow us to get early leads, and then it really dictates the rest of the game where we get to use our winning arms and the other team uses their non-winning arms when you have a lead. So it's so important to play from ahead. And when you have good starting pitching that goes out and did what they did, it gives you the opportunity to do that. So that we've got to see it continue. We've got a challenge this week going on the road and then coming home and playing two good teams. But again, when our guys play the way they did this weekend, I think we can play with anybody.
Yeah. And going to the ninth inning on Saturday night to pull that one out, you mentioned the resiliency. Is that the third time this has happened, though, in 60 games? It kind of feels like your guys have a knack for that now.
Well, it's interesting you say it because I think in the previous couple of years, we really didn't come from behind. I mean, when we were down, I think last year, maybe the year before, I can't remember, but when we were down, the game was over. I think there was a year where we had from the seventh inning on, I don't think we had a come from behind win.
I think it was 23.
September. Was it 23?
Yeah.
I mean, I can't remember. I know that we have not historically been the last few seasons a team that has played well when we've been down, and this group seems to find a way to do that. I know we had a big win in Sacramento against the Athletics earlier this season where the team lost the lead in the eighth inning, and then we responded and scored, I think, 4 or 5 in the ninth inning to win the game. And that's what the game this weekend felt like when we lost the lead in the seventh or the eighth, and then responded and found a way to score the runs in the ninth to win it. So it is a good quality to have. My hope is that we don't have to do it too often.
See, why there's been some social media buzz of maybe some new faces in the clubhouse. Is there any transactions you can share with us?
I'm not with the team in St. Louis, so I can't. I don't know when they are being announced. If Skip has already announced them, but we are selecting Robbie Ahlstrom, left-handed pitcher from AAA. We optioned Gavin Collier. And so that's the first move. We've got another one in the works that I can't comment on yet. And then the second one is Sam Haggerty is on the family medical emergency list. And so we've recalled Cody Freeman to replace Sam for these next 3 days as Sam is dealing with a personal matter. So there are a couple new faces. There may be another third move that's pending. I'm waiting more information, but definitely those two.
What can you tell us about Mr. Ahlstrom Hayden?
Yeah, Robbie's had a great first couple months of the season. Left-handed pitcher. He's had a real power fastball that he can run up to 97 miles an hour, a solid breaking ball. He's a very good competitor, strike thrower. I think with Robert Garcia down, Robbie will add a power left-handed version to our bullpen, aside from Jake Latz, who's now our closer. And so it'll complement Jalen Beeks and Tyler Alexander, and maybe allow them to pitch in some different roles. That'll set all those guys up for success. But you know, this weekend we saw Beeks and Alexander come into some tough situations. They had to face some right-handed pockets, which they're not perfectly designed to do. You know, our bullpen has shifted roles this year with Robert Garcia and Chris Martin, both you know, struggling a little bit, and then being on the injured list, and then Jake Latz going from maybe a long man slash starter to now the back end leverage bullpen closer role in the bullpen. So we've had to put some different guys in different situations, and you know, not perfectly the way we designed it coming out of spring training, but that's what happens over the course of the season. And the guys for the most part have pitched very well, but Robbie will add another dimension to our bullpen, and we're excited to see him. He's a great guy and a competitor, and he's been in big league spring training with us, and my hope is that he gets off to a good start here.
Okay, and what can you tell us about a couple of familiar faces that fans are anxious to see in Seager and Langford getting some rehab work going?
Yeah, both those guys are doing very well. Wyatt's played in two rehab games now, and Corey, we anticipate, is either going to be playing tomorrow or Wednesday, or maybe both. He's faced live pitching. They're both progressing very, very well. They're both pain-free, and now it's about building up the baseball activity and making sure that they're ready to return to major league games. But I can't emphasize how important those two are to our team and our success. We've done our best to try to keep our head above water while we've been without those guys. But to get those guys back, a healthy Corey and a healthy Wyatt will boost our team, and especially if they come back hot and perform at the level that we think they can. And so, you know, we're trying not to rush them. But that said, they're so important to our season. We want them back as soon as possible, and they're getting close.
Is Wednesday or Friday this weekend realistic?
Certainly not before the weekend. And I don't want to.
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right. On audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
You know, get our fans excited, hoping it's the weekend. I hope it's the weekend. I put a lot of pressure on our training staff to try to do everything we can to get these guys back as soon as possible. That said, we have to be responsible, and if they're not ready this weekend, that's okay. We'd rather have them back healthy for the duration of the season than to bring them back a game or two early when they're not quite ready. So the weekend is not ruled out, but it's not we're not committed to that yet.
And are you just looking to see them move pain-free, or are you trying to build some offensive momentum down there?
Yeah, it's both. I mean, you'd love to see them have success and get the reps. You cannot replicate major league competition. Even right now in the game, I think the biggest jump is from AAA to the big leagues, because the quality of play, especially as a hitter adjusting to the pitching, is so high. So anytime you go on rehab, you're not going to face major league quality competition, but what you are going to do is go through baseball activity and baseball movements. You're going to be on your feet for 2.5-3 hours. You're going to be making baseball plays. You're going to be moving in ways that maybe we can't simulate in a controlled environment. So it's really important that these guys go and get these reps and the experience to, you know, hopefully pass all the tests, so that when they are in a major league game, there's nothing that pops up that we haven't exposed them to. And that's kind of what they're doing. So it's, you know, the performance piece is one part of it. We would love to see them perform, but the reality is these guys are major league players. And if they don't get any hits on rehab, they're still very capable of jumping right in and performing at the big league level. But when you haven't seen competition in, you know, weeks, for Wyatt, it's been over a month. For Corey, it's been, you know, it's approaching 3 weeks now. It's good to get them real live reps in game situations.
Have you seen some growth out of your lineup, though, without those guys in there? Seemed like the offense just creatively finding ways to score over the weekend.
Yeah, and really I love the way the offense went about it. I mean, the guys at the top did their job in terms of hitting the ball hard and some extra base hits. And then when we got to the bottom of the order, these guys created pressure on the other team by doing little things, putting the ball in play, walking, getting hit by pitch, bunting, and playing small ball to some extent. And, you know, the bottom of the order was driven kind of by on-base percentage. The top of the order, we saw Jock slug. We saw Nimmo hit a big home run. JJ homered. Duran slugging. So, you know, Berger can slug. It was a good balance. And so I think that's what we need, is the bottom of the order to set the table for the top. The top did their job this weekend. It was really fun to see almost kind of a complete lineup without our two main guys. And when we get our two main guys back, it'll help everybody else because it'll put them in better spots in the lineup, and it'll be able to give us some flexibility with giving guys off days and not running them into the ground. And you saw that this weekend. Evan Carter needed a couple days off after getting hit in the foot by a pitch. And, these guys have been pushing it. They're trying. They want to be out there, but they also need, a day here and there. And so when we get Corey and Wyatt back, it'll give us a little more flexibility to do that.
CY, you've talked to us a lot about your starting pitching setting the tone. They certainly did that over the weekend. They were brilliant. What'd you think about the dominant pitching you got from your starters, then carrying that into DeGrom's outing tonight in St. Louis?
Yeah, this is what good pitching staffs do, is they feed off each other. And Mackenzie Gore came out Friday night in a game that I'm not going to say was must-win for us, but after the Houston series, we were all pretty down. And Mackenzie came out and just basically put it on his shoulders and went and threw, I think it was 7 shutout that night. And from there, the offense was able to breathe and get us a lead, and we won the game. And that was so huge. And then Kamar goes out and does the same thing. And then Jack follows that. And so they kind of feed off each other, and they're a close group. They love each other. They care about each other, and they root for each other, but they compete with each other as well, because they want to uphold their end of the bargain. And so for Jacob, tonight's his night. My guess is that he's going to go out and want to do exactly what the three guys have done before him. And when you have that, that's how you can have a chance to have some win streaks. And with our rotation, I do feel like when these guys get on a roll, we should have a chance to win, a good win streak, 7, 8, 9 games in a row at some point.
Well, that would be nice. CY, I don't want to be an alarmist, but it does feel like maybe the Mariners are raising the bar on what it's going to take to contend in the division for the rest of the summer. What do you think?
Yeah, no doubt. There's no doubt. I would not by any means say that, their start was characteristic of the team they are. We know that this is, they're the team to beat in the American League West, and we've got our work cut out for us in terms of keeping up with them. And we knew that coming in, but nothing changed. I would also say that we have not played our best baseball, in my opinion, that there's a better Texas Rangers team than what we've shown. And my expectation is we continue to improve and get better. And we'll see how this falls. But there's a lot of baseball left. There's a long season to go. And we've got to just continue to focus on us and play our best baseball. And if we do that, my hope is that by the end of the season, we'll be in a spot to compete with the Mariners and hopefully find a way to beat them.
Well, thanks for joining us, and give him hell. We'll be pulling for you.
Guys, I appreciate it. Thank you.
There he goes. Chris Young, brought to you by Medical City Healthcare and Lexus. Visit your local Dallas-Fort Worth Lexus dealership today. Pre-game's coming up at 6 o'clock. They're in St. Louis.
Are you looking for a pro football podcast that doesn't put you to sleep with spreadsheets or insult you with mindless hot takes? Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast with Dan Hanzus and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.